Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Bob Miller. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting third. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Burrite. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wills for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Stallard covering, for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harkness hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snider hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snider. Roseboro reaches second base with a double. Fairley moves to third. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McMullen strikes out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Davis is walked intentionally. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fairley scores. Roseboro scores. Davis moves to third. Wills moves to second. It's 3-0, Dodgers. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. Wills scores. It's 5-0, Dodgers. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moon hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rosboro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fairley bunts towards the mound. McKenzie fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rosboro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rosboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Burrite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrite bunts, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McKenzie is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McKenzie hits a fly ball towards center. Davis catches it and throws to first to double up Coleman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Davis reaches second base with a double. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller strikes out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 6-0, Dodgers. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gilliam hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wills moves to second. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Moon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hicks who is chasing the ball. Moon reaches third base with a triple. Wills scores. Gilliam goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Dodgers. Tommy Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrait scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Snider is 0-for-1 in the game. Snider hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Dodgers. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 8, and the Mets 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Roseborough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Roseborough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bernerth fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bernerth. Roseborough moves to second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Roseborough moves to third. McMullen moves to second. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Roseborough tags and scores. McMullen tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 9-2, Dodgers. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Davis. The throw from Coleman and he is out, Burrait applying the tag. 2 outs. Maury Wills batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Wills is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There go the runners. The throw from Coleman to Burrait covering second. The throw back to home, and McMullen is out at the plate. Wills moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 9, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hicks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hicks strikes out. 1 out. Choo Choo Coleman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Burrait batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Barait is 0 for 1 in the game. Barait hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. Coleman moves to second. 2 outs. Larry Bernerth is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bernerth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 9, and the Mets 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gilliam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nate Oliver pinch runs for Jim Gilliam. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Moon hits a pop-up towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a pop-up towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Roseboro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Roseboro is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bernerth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 9, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Nate Oliver now playing second base. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harkness is 0 for 2 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 2 in the game. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 9, and the Mets 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 3 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bernerth fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a line drive towards first. Harkness reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 9, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Hunt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moon. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hicks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 9, and the Mets 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Trasuski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barait scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Oliver hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Dodgers. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moon moves to third. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Roseboro is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moon scores. Fairley moves to third. It's 11-2, Dodgers. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McMullen is 0 for 4 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barait scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 11, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Skowron now playing first base. Lee Walls now playing right field. Larry Barait is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Barait is 0 for 2 in the game. Barait hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Larry Bearnerth. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 11, and the Mets 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Grover Powell now pitching. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Trasuski is 0 for 1 in the game. Trasuski hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Walls hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 11, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Harkness is 0-3 in the game. Harkness hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Snider is 0-3 in the game. Snider hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Snider moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hunt is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 11, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.